even need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy or sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll feel. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yes, that is right. Rob and Akiva need a podcast, episode number 24. And here we are back again, and we are going to be learning some millennial slang, millennial boot camp here. Myself and my co-host for this wonderful podcast where we spin a wheel of ideas every single week that are submitted by you, the listener. And I do it with this man. You know him well, and if you don't, he is a man who I've been podcasting with for 5 years now. We podcast all of Seinfeld. We rewatched every single episode. We even did a podcast about a whole season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. And then we were stuck for what should we podcast about next. He also podcasts about football in his spare time. And then we decided to podcast about this very idea. And here we are on the 24th episode. Here is the man who is hopefully less and less hobbled every week, Akiva Wheels Whitaker.
Yeah, now that my broken foot is mostly healed, I'm like, I recovered too quickly. And now my wife is like back to getting me to do stuff where I should have milked it for two more weeks. I was also thinking you should really just tape that intro once, and then you could just play it every time.
Hit it. And I was also going to say the man who is recording his audio today, Akiva Whitaker.
Why, do I usually forget to record my audio?
No, but I forgot to ask you if you were.
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, good. And so that means that we will have a podcast for everybody here today. Well, are you a milker? Are you a milker with you have an injury?
I think so. I think I'm a milker. My dad is a big milker. My dad, if he has like like the sniffles, he's like in bed for 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And my mom's taking care of him. So I feel like I come from an illustrious line of milkers. My dad was a milker. His father's actually pretty tough. His father, like, was at a brain surgery and working again 2 weeks later this year. So,
yeah.
And he's almost 90. So I might be the second generation milker.
My wife is a milker, but she has no tolerance for me being a milker. Not that I'm even that much of a milker, but, you know,
milker recognized milker also, I think. Mm-hmm. So like she knows that you're faking it. But also, and people said like, hey, you know, does your wife think that you faked breaking your foot or you broke your foot on purpose? She doesn't think I'm smart enough or competent enough to do that. But I think now she realizes, like, all right, he had his 2 weeks. Now he's back to work and she's making me do stuff around the house.
Right. I can be sick or injured for about an hour. And then my wife's like, oh, my God, you are such a baby. Oh, my God. So it doesn't last long.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
OK,
I think. Yeah. If I didn't have an X-ray, I do think that people would have assumed I was faking. But also, you know, one dumb thing I did is I went out this week without my crutches. And people were like, oh, you're all better. Like, no one can't use the excuse. And I realized, oh, shoot, one more week, I could have been on my crutches and it would have worked. So that was a big mistake by me.
Akiva, last week, Renap 23, are Rob and Akiva smarter than an average listener? And I thought people overall liked Jeopardy.
Yeah, people really like Jeopardy. A lot of people said put it straight back on the wheel. A lot of people like pitching themselves or ideas for who could be our next third. I do think at some point we will see Jeopardy again.
Okay. All right. But not today, because today we are going to learn about everything that millennials are talking about. So
what if they're talking about Jeopardy? What if millennials only care about Jeopardy?
We'll find out. Well, we're going to find out here today. Now, some people may not know this. Akiva is actually technically a millennial. So this should be nothing new for Akiva, but maybe this will be some new stuff for me. I do like to stay on top of what everybody is talking about. And we have a great correspondent, not without controversy, that he is here to be our millennial correspondent. Please welcome in a great friend of Rob Has a Podcast, star of The Wandoff and More, the great Phil T. Phil T is here.
What is Gucci, my guys? How's it going? I am here with my two dads, and I'm ready to talk some millennial culture.
Did you know there was a show called My Two Dads?
I did not.
Should that go in the fishbowl?
I thought I just made that up right now.
No.
Is there three seasons of that, of My Two Dads?
I'm pretty sure there is, but we'll say what's the premise. What's the premise? I think it was, mm-hmm. there was a girl, and I think that her mom was promiscuous, and then I think that she was dating two guys, and then she died. Yeah. I think that that's the...
Jeez.
It's a little dark. Wow. It's a little dark. They don't really give you a lot of the backstory. I think they probably like
Mad About You is the star of the show.
Yeah, Paul Reiser. Yeah. My Two Dads. And the plot was that the series begins after Marcy Bradford, the mother of 12-year-old Nicole Bradford, has died. A lot of death in these sitcoms. And the two men who had competed for Marcy's affection during the summer of 1974. So I think there's a paternity issue here also.
It was never solved.
There are three seasons and 60 episodes. So that's save that for the fishbowl segment later on, My Two Dads, with Paul Reiser. Wow. And then another like George Michael looking guy.
Phil T just said, what's Gucci? And I also think it's important if during the podcast he lets us know, like, can we as a 35 and 40 year old like white dudes, can we get away with saying the things that he is saying?
Phil, you have to tell if there's something that we're not allowed to be saying, you have to tell
us. Let us know. Or if we just can't get away from like as a cool
That's
person,
what this is for, boys. This yeah. is what okay. this is the do, whole point of the program. This
I
is a boot
do
camp.
Not want to be canceled, Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Hashtag canceled. You can't be hashtag canceled. So that's why you have me here today to explain this stuff to you very carefully. And I, you know what? I'm going to tread carefully myself. Okay. Because my original idea was actually to, you know, go back and find the history of all these sort of words, but I figured that, you know, like, you guys know most of this stuff already. You know what tea is, you know what shade is, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to explain the ones that you know. So I millennial boot camp is probably a little misleading because I'm probably going to be skewing more Generation Z.
Hold on. This is an audible because Phil, when this goes,
how old are you, Phil? I think that's the first question.
Look, this is what I'm saying is that, okay, I'm a 94 baby, and I'm technically right on the line of Gen Z and millennial. So I'm like desperately trying to cling to my youth. Like, I have my quarter life crisis coming up. I'm 25. Well, actually, who the heck lives to 100? That's crazy. But I'm desperately
Gen Z,
trying
well,
to cling
that's what
to
I
my
read.
Youth.
I don't know. Could be going the other way. This could be your midlife crisis.
That's true.
Oh, thank God. Okay, just kidding. See, this is the type of dark millennial humor that I was going to get to, but I'm just saying that, you know, it might be I want to surprise you. I want this to be a learning experience for both of you because I feel like Rob is pretty woke already. Akiva, you know, I mean, he's
famously woke
less.
As hell, Akiva.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, he did know about rent-free living in people's heads. So that he was.
Yeah. By the way, Phil, every episode. Who's living rent-free in your head, Phil T?
Who's living rent-free in my head? Mm-hmm. Oh, I knew I was going to be asked this question too, and I still didn't. I don't know. Probably like
Ja Rule.
Just like. No,
who's the number
Ja
one
Rule.
Trending topic? This
Ja Rule. I guess it's millennial boot camp. If anything, it's Lil Pump, Lil Baby, Lil Xan, those guys.
Ooh,
I don't know
Lils.
Who Ja Rule is. I wasn't even born when Ja Rule was a rapper.
Yeah.
Do you think I could be Lil Kiwi? Could that be my rap name?
Yeah, no, I liked your sister's idea of young Santa Claus. I thought that was pretty pretty fire.
Oh, my sister's roast of me on Twitter. That's what you're referring to?
Young Santa Claus. That would be a good rap name. Yeah.
Oh, Phil, why do so many rappers have the prefix Lil? Is it like being a knight and you get like a sir, or is that like that they grew up and then they just all had a similar nickname?
Well, Rob, when you are a rapper, you start really, really young, right?
Right.
So it's just like mostly a literal thing, I think. Also, it's just like the formula to being a rapper these days is like so like all you do is you put Lil in front of your name and then you get a million face tats and then you do some bad things. And
like Tekashi,
like Tekashi. Yeah. Hey, yeah.
Well, he's in witness protection, which is going to be amazing. No one's ever going to find that guy.
I don't know. I mean, I can't co-sign anything Tekashi does both ways now because, you know, he's a snitch now. So like I can't co-sign that. But also he's a bad dude. So I can't co-sign that either. So Tekashi 6ix9ine is canceled, guys. You heard it here first. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. You heard it here first.
We're just going to be canceling people. I also want to know by the end. If Phil T really thinks I am a millennial or not, because it's a big debate.
It's a good
been
question.
Debated since the beginning of time. Is Akiva a millennial? Because I'm really on the border where I could be like whatever Rob's trash generation is or a millennial. I don't know.
It's all in the buzzwords, guys. None of this even matters. Nothing matters. Hashtag, dark millennial humor.
Okay. Well, Phil, I just wanted to ask you, and you addressed this a little bit, but should we be as focused on millennials right now, or are millennials, not that they're over, but are millennials on the way out and is Gen Z on the way in?
For me personally, like I said before, like I'm kind of like skewing away from the millennial culture because I want to be young forever. So I got to keep up on Twitter. I got to read, Twitter headlines and make sure I'm on my stuff. Otherwise I'm going to be old and that is terrifying.
Yeah, it is terrifying. Trust guys who have six kids.
We don't want to discount the millennials totally because we do have more millennials that listen to this podcast than people from Gen Z.
Agreed. But that's why I figured it would be a better learning experience for everybody.
Yeah.
If we skewed a little more Gen Z.
Okay.
So
now is that because you say that because you're a millennial or because you're a Canadian?
Because I'm a
you think millennials say Z?
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, that's what we're here to find out.
Hey, okay. I was also like pretty offended you didn't ask me if I was a milker earlier. Like, I thought we were going to get into some Canadian milk bag talk, but that's fine.
Oh, you guys do milk bags also?
Yeah.
East Coast does. I don't. Here in beautiful British Columbia, we do not have milk bags.
Oh, so you're like a Vancouver guy?
No, this is the misconception. No, I live in absolute isolation in northern Canada. It's like a very small town. It's very cold here and it sucks. Okay. So, yeah.
So you're like, when you say west side of Canada, who is the Canadian Biggie versus the Canadian Tupac? Was there a west side, east side rift?
I don't want to talk about Canadian, Canadian rap is so, like, I mean, besides, obviously the GOAT Drizzy Drake, but he's East Coast, right? Like there's no like prominent mainstream Vancouver rappers. So
there's no Vancouver rappers, the Vancouver rap game. Johnny Silvera, get in the game, rappers. Become the main Vancouver rapper.
See? you gotta that's the goal right now is to take over Van, be the biggest name in Van City, right? So
okay,
somebody's gotta do it.
All right, Phil, did I blow playing your intro package?
Oh no, just play whenever. Okay. I didn't know how to segue into it either, so just
okay. All right, so we're gonna get into our millennial boot camp. Okay, we had some banter with Phil, but now it's time to get down to brass tacks. So here to kick off our millennial boot camp, let's welcome Phil T.
The following is a presentation for Millennial Boot Camp, brought to you by RAA-NAP. The number one reason parents can't get through to their children is that they can't communicate effectively with them. They aren't on a whole lot of gang shit. That's where I come in. This is Millennial Boot Camp. Introducing Millennial Boot Camp, the breakthrough wheel spin podcast idea that's guaranteed to learn you the ins and outs of speaking to the younger generation. Millennial Bootcamp was created by a guy who knows a thing or two about talking shit. I bet. Listen, fam, I've been in the lab cooking up. On God, trust me on this one. I bet I know my shit. I no cap. Bless up. Don't believe it? Listen to this testimony from our satisfied customers.
With Millennial Bootcamp, I was able to perfect 25 different jewel tricks and convince a group of teenagers I was cool. Thanks, Phil T.
Thanks to Phil T's Millennial Bootcamp, I now know how to flirt effectively with other millennials. Hey, Phil T, you're looking like a snack.
Before I went to Millennial Bootcamp, my podcast was called Pilot Season. Now, it's called Pilot Season with a f***ing Z. Thank you, Phil T. Rest in peace, Harambe.
So what are you waiting for? Esco and esket it and try Millennial Bootcamp today.
Millennial Bootcamp is not responsible for causing death against accusations of cultural appropriation. Phil T is smart, handsome, funny, and smart. Do not try Millennial Bootcamp if you are over 40 years old without the supervision of a 20-something, or if you have bad knees. Bless up, Major Key. Pilot.
Is this like the song I played that it goes on for 10 more minutes?
I'm so sorry. I didn't know that Michael was going to shamelessly plug himself there. That was
I have a lot of thoughts about that, Rob. I don't know about you. One, Michael Clark canceled. Cut that out of the podcast. Come on.
Yeah,
he's
trying to get on
since day one.
Michael Clark has a lot to worry about this weekend.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll give him a pass.
I'd like to know why Michael Clark was in Jupiter in January. That's what I want to know. And number two... I think Phil T now has officially put in more work to the podcast than we have.
Yeah, I think so.
Was a lot of work.
The Noop in there also?
No, Noop Dog. Okay. I was going to ask Noop Dog to come hold my hand on the podcast. I was so jealous of Jessica last week because I am terrified right now, but it's fine. I don't need Randy Newpel. Who needs Randy Newpel? Am I right, guys?
Who are the other voices? Can you tell us who were the other people on that? Because I couldn't tell.
Okay, one is my friend Dara. Mm-hmm. One was Jenny Autumn, mm-hmm. and one was Michael Clark.
Okay,
and they're all satisfied customers. I've thoroughly educated all of them on millennial culture. So
okay,
and
all right.
Definitely not paid.
All right, so we are well into this, and we haven't gotten into any millennial talk yet. So let's give the people what they're here for, Phil.
The mailbag.
Okay.
No. Okay, sorry.
That's later.
Good point. Okay. Very good point. So I have my own wheel.
Oh my God.
I thought thematically this would be a fun way to choose where we start because I believe in destiny. So I'm gonna click it. This is literally for me because no one else can see it or hear it. All right. So we are starting at Esco and Esketit. Now, Robin Akiva, when you hear the words Esco and Esketit, what is the first thing that comes to you? When it hits your ear, what do you think it means?
I think it sounds like it's let's go and let's get it.
Okay. Very perceptive, Rob C, because that's exactly what it is. Esco and Esketit is a popularized phrase that was first made prominent by rapper Lil Pump. And I'd like to say just in general, like Lil Pump is probably the best influence on your young child as far as the rappers are concerned. Mm-hmm. Like he hasn't been involved in like any real like domestic, like he does encourage.
How many face tattoos does Lil Pump have?
Lil Pump has a lot of face tattoos. He has a couple face tattoos. He's got a frowny face.
I'm checking him out now. But he has glasses in some pictures, so I feel like that offsets it.
But also, he will encourage your child to drop out of school. But his album is called Harvard Dropout with an like Harvard spelled with an E. So it's he brags about not being able to read. But anyways, Esco and Esketit.
Both the A's are E's in Harvard?
No, it's not Harvard. It's Harvard, though. It's a lot. So, so it's basically just an exclamation or a phrase of enthusiasm to express enthusiasm. And
I just want to get this. So can you tell us that is it always Esco and Esketit, or can you use one or the other without the other?
Okay, so Esketit is the main part of it. The thing about, I think, because the internet, it has transformed into Esco and Esketit as like an ironic thing to say, I guess. Like, lots of people will say Esco and Esketit, or like, let's go, let us go, and let us get it, just because it's so absurd. That's just how language transforms these days, you know. You can say Esco, but Esco doesn't sound as good as just Esketit by itself. So
let's go.
I think paired together they are the best. And
Rob and I get away with saying Esco and Esketit, or no?
Absolutely. I'm giving you the Esco and Esketit card. I don't know if I'm qualified. Well, you know what? I am qualified.
You are.
Yeah.
What's the spelling best rapper that in Vancouver?
Okay. So there are a couple different spellings. The song by Lil Pump is called Esketit, but it's spelled Esketit, which doesn't that's Esketit, right? But that's how the song is spelt. So it's very, very confusing. But
he doesn't like reading, so he's not. We probably shouldn't take his spelling advice.
Exactly.
No, he did go to Harvard and drop reading.
Out. Yeah.
Okay, Phil. Should Akiva and I both be tweeting these terms without context during the recording of this podcast?
1,000%. 100
I think,
emoji.
I think you're supposed to say 100 with the sun.
Yeah, the red emoji. Yeah. 100 emoji.
Okay, yeah, so what would be the tweet? Esco and Esketit?
Yeah.
And then we want to see what the response is to my Twitter.
How about you tweet Esco and I tweet Esketit, and we see what numbers they do.
Okay. I'm Esco.
You're Esco, I'm Esketit.
I think Esco without Esketit. I think people are gonna think that I have been hacked.
Okay. Well,
or like you know, sat on your phone. Yeah, that might be weird. So just both of you tweet it.
Well, I'll do one, and then and then Akiva can randomly tweet the next one.
Okay.
Okay. So fair. I'm Esco and Esketit. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So that's with a K. E S K O A N D E S K E D D I T.
Bet. Okay. I bet. Yeah. Bet.
Nitty Gritty also wrote a song called Esketit.
Oh, Nitty Gritty. I have never heard of Nitty Gritty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a.
So maybe a little Pump is like a culture vulture because he's just stealing a Esketit from Nitty Gritty.
Oh, yeah. But that's.
Or is Lil Pump? Lil Pump is the culture. He can't be a culture vulture.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Precisely. I'm going to tweet this out and see what the responses are. Okay.
Oh, it's going to be your biggest tweet ever, I think.
Okay. We'll see. All right. Phil, anything else on Esco and Esketit?
Nope, not here. Did you guys have any other questions about Esco and Esketit?
No. Do you think that
Let's go on to the next one.
Big Brother 21, anybody will repeatedly just yell out Esco all summer long?
I hope so. I hope diehards that listen to RHAP are going to be doing that now. I really hope that's a thing.
Well, there's diehards and then there's people listening to this. So I'm not sure if they're going to be listening.
Oh, yeah. I guess we'll not a lot. Is there a lot of crossover? I mean, I'm a crossover. So
$100 anyway. If anybody gets in the house and then, you know, quotes us on Big Brother.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. That's all right. So are you going back to your wheel?
Yeah. Spin the wheel again, Phil.
Okay.
That's what we do on this show.
Spinning the wheel. Okay. Here it is.
I already feel smarter.
All right. This one is Drip.
Drip. Ooh. Drip.
Drip. What do you think drip means?
Can you use it in a sentence?
I mean, not to quote myself about my Caitlin Herman song, but I said, she's feeling the drip, treat her like Lochte, we're going for a swim. What does that mean?
Feeling the drip.
Feeling the drip. Now, we had a leak in the house this week. I called the plumber. And I was like, hey, I'm feeling the drip. It's leaking from the sink. And he came over unannounced, walked right into my house. My daughter threw him out of the house physically. My 13-year-old daughter. It was very strange. It was a whole incident.
Why? Because she thought that he was an intruder?
Well, he came to the neighbor's house. And then he walked in to see it and he wasn't supposed to be there. And he walked in without knocking. And she was very mad. and she like pushed him out of the house. It was very funny. Well, he apologized.
Maybe he just had, but, he had too much drip. That's why that he was just able to walk into your house unannounced.
So he had the drip, not the sink.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, precisely.
When you say yes, so, is it like yes or is that over to say yes?
That could be over.
Well,
that might be over. We might have ended it now that we say it. We say yes, king, by the way. Queens are
very
gone.
Last. Yeah, no, yes, king is definitely accepted. Yes, king, yes, queen, yes, anybody. Everybody's royalty. So drip.
We speak in Hebrew on this one. It's malka, yes.
Is that real?
Ken malka, yeah. That's what we say. Okay.
See, now we're teaching each other. Mm-hmm. Okay, so drip is just basically a synonym for swag.
Confidence.
It's a derivative of the word. So, exactly. Style, your presence, your drip. It can be also be like because jewelry is often referred to as ice or, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's what I call it.
Your wrist is frozen, you know,
then
you're hot.
Et to go, right? If you're frozen.
And exactly. Esco and is get it. And your wrist is frozen. You start dripping everywhere. You know, there's so much ice.
Yeah.
You're just dripping. So basically that's what drip is. I have an example here. It's taken from the song Drip Too Hard.
Mm-hmm.
By Gunna and Lil Baby. It's the line is drip too hard. Stand too close, you might F around and drown off this wave, which is implying, you know, that his swag is so overwhelming that you might actually die.
Yeah.
So now, does he say F around or does he say the F word?
No, he says the F word, but I'm just trying to behave myself. Like,
No, you're doing good.
I apologize if I slip up later because I get super passionate about this millennial
cursing,
culture
famously.
Stuff. I love cursing famously. Yeah, 100%.
Okay. So
I don't. I still don't know if I could use it in a sentence, Rob.
Yeah, sure if it's a noun or a verb or an adjective.
Yeah. Here's the thing: it's both. Like you can drip on someone, and
not anymore.
You can have. Okay. No, but and then you know, and you can also just have drip. So. Mm-hmm.
It's
you
like
know,
swag, but for cool people. Is that what it is?
Yeah, basically, it's interchangeable with swag. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like the word for swag, you know, changes every so often. This is just the current one.
Because you said Caitlin is feeling the drip.
Not necessarily Caitlin, but
in the song you said that was you know feeling the drip.
She's feeling the drip. She's feeling my swag, and then more like water word play with the swimming thing.
Can you give us an example of like a famous person in pop culture who's got the drip right now?
Who's dripping?
Who's dripping? Who's dripping the most?
Who's dripping? There's this guy right now called Blueface. He's
That's Will Smith.
You want in you like old people pop culture. Hold on, let me think.
Oh boy.
Jeez, I don't know.
Mo Salah. Does Mo Salah have the drip? Liverpool.
I don't
know. You're on
maybe,
the soccer.
I'm trying to think of an athlete that has drip. Like mostly NBA players would have
Giannis got the drip right now.
Yeah, like spicy Pascal Siakam has the drip.
Well, Kawhi doesn't have the drip, even though he's better than Pascal, right? Because he's not cool.
Kawhi has the drip. Kawhi has the drip. Everyone, the entire Raptors team has a drip.
Okay,
especially Lin Sanity. That's he's got incredible drip right now. Mm-hmm.
Lin Sanity does not have the drip.
You think Lin Sanity? Yeah. Lin Sanity even playing?
What year is this? 2011?
Hard disagree.
Rob also doesn't follow basketball, so he doesn't know that Lin is back.
He's back?
Lin is sort of back.
On the Knicks?
He's on the Raptors. No, if he was on the Knicks, he would not be back.
Okay.
The only reason I know he exists is because he's on it's the only Canadian team. So that's the only reason I know. Anyways.
Phil, could a Big Brother contestant go into the house this summer and profess themselves to be Drippy D? Would that be a good move?
Yes. No, that is the move. IMO. That is okay.
So Drippy D should come in.
Be like Swaggy
Esco.
See though? Yeah, Esco. That's a ding.
All right.
I did it.
Let's go on to the next one.
Sure, it's not the first time.
Let me spin the wheel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And how many of these we got as you spin? We have 8 of them.
Yeah, so there's like 6 more. So
okay.
Mm. Okay.
And there's a test at the end.
Oh, there's a test. Mm-hmm. All right. So our next word is yeet.
Yeet.
Oh, I got a couple requests saying, can Phil T explain what yeet is? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know what it is.
Yeet.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess, is it similar to having heat?
No.
Okay.
No. Mm. Not necessarily. It's more of, wait, okay. Akiva, do you have a guess for yeet?
I really don't have a good guess. Is it like yes also? Is yeet like yeet, we're going to the store?
Well, you're closer than Rob. Definitely,
yeet,
definitely
we're going to the store.
I don't know. Hey. I don't have a lot of good examples.
Yeah.
If this was going the test, I would. If this concert. Was the test, I would have accepted that as an answer. Yeet is basically just an exclamation of excitement or victory. It was very popular when, it was first popularized by Vine. So that was like 2014, but it's still very, very in the mix right now.
What's the origin story?
Okay. So, So on Vine, people would make videos of themselves, flipping water bottles. Mm-hmm. You've seen that before, right?
Where they have to catch on the, they have to land up the right side up,
right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, Denzel Curry's ultimate plays and it's like, oh, yeah, I'm the one. And then, yeah. Okay. So basically in a celebration of, getting into a water bottle to stand upright, you'd yell yeet. So that's a thing.
But why yeet? Is it a yes combined with something else?
I believe so. Yeah. It's regional. I don't remember where it's from. Because obviously
I'll look on the Urban Dictionary.
Where does yeet come from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeet.
And can we get away with saying yeet?
It depends on context. Obviously, you can get away with saying yeet as long as you use it in the Akiva, I give you permission to say all of these words as long as you use them in the proper context.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can't just be saying like yeet and then like, you know, don't do anything cool. You have to do something cool and then yell yeet. You can't, you know.
I've never done anything cool though.
Yeah.
The coolest thing I ever did was broke my leg. That gave me like some street cred.
If you figure that out, then you can say yeet. But until then, I guess, So I guess it's like also like
fun of me.
It's synonymous with like, you know, when you shoot like a piece of paper into the garbage can and you just say Kobe or like swish, you know, it's like,
oh, yeah.
It's like yeet, you know, it's like that kind of.
When we were kids, we would like go to the urinal in like third grade.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know why, but my friend was always Bill Cartwright when he was like peeing from like 8 feet away from the urinal. And Bill Cartwright was like a bad shooter. So I don't know why he was Bill Cartwright. I had to be Craig Hodges. It was a good 3-point shooter.
Maybe that was something that Bill Cartwright would do when he knew the story.
It is possible. Maybe Bill Cartwright. Yeah, I don't know.
Was
maybe
famous was for peeing for 8 feet away from the urinal.
Like 8 feet away. And
like, hey, watch this. This is about, I'm going to do a Bill Cartwright right now.
Yeah.
We can make a Bill Cartwright that.
We could probably get Bill Cartwright on the show this week.
Yeah.
Tell him about my elementary school friend Ellie who used to do that. All right. So yeet, we don't really know the origin of yeet.
Well, it sounds like the origin is Vine, but we don't know the genesis of
the genesis of it. Right.
Almost
all these come from hip hop culture though. Almost every word that gets popular, right?
Yeah, because, you know, very recently, you know, hip hop has surpassed rock and roll as the most listened to mainstream genre of music.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that like along with it came all of these, you know, slang terms. So and it's just because, you know, the people that hang out on the internet are the ones that rap music is for. So that's just how that works.
Okay. All right. So we yeet. We've done it. Three millennial terms are now in our vocabulary.
They're in the books. Maybe it'll give us a term for that. What's next? Spin that wheel.
I'm very proud of you guys. Hold on. Here we go.
Do you think that tonight somebody could win an Oscar and then get up to the microphone? Yeet!
Only if Christian Bale wins.
100%.
Who's the least likely to say yeet? Is it like the dude from the Melissa McCarthy movie, the British dude?
Richard Grant?
I don't think he's going to be dropping into yeets.
I think Emma Stone might say yeet. She might say yeet, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know the difference. Maybe. We should do a whole nother podcast where you tell us the difference between like Emma Stone, Emma Watson, Emma Roberts. I don't know any of that.
Yeah,
I don't know
which ones are American. People want us to do the Chris podcast, so maybe that could be like the undercard.
Yeah, well, who's explaining the Emmas? Emma from WWE? I don't know any of them. Mm-hmm. All right, what came up on the wheel, Phil T?
Okay, our next word is plug.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, plug. What is the plug?
I don't know. I always thought it's like at the end of the podcast. You plug stuff.
Let's see. I don't know. I don't want to get myself into trouble and guess. Could you use it in context, Phil?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Say if I were... a high school student, you know, and I was selling gummy bears to other high school students.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you were, so who's got the plug?
I would be the gummy bear plug.
Oh, so it's like a dealer.
Okay.
So it's like a commercial. When you say like, who's got the connect? Now it's just a plug.
Yes. There you go.
Are you humoring us or are we right?
No, you're absolutely correct. That's great.
Okay.
All right, we nailed it.
So the plug is the supplier of something.
Of anything, you know, not necessarily where, you know, not necessarily what you're thinking, but, you know.
Well, what am I thinking? We're talking about gummy bears.
That's what I'm saying. Gummy bears.
Okay. Can you give us some other, you know, sentences with this so we can use it correctly?
I guess so. I need gummy bears. Do you know the plug?
Okay.
I don't
know. Oh, great sentence. You explaining it with the example you gave already. Wow.
Oh, look.
We need millennial terms. Phil T's got the plug for us.
Right. So So if I was going to say, Akiva needs a kosher gastropub. You got the plug?
Perfect.
Exactly. Perfect. Yeah. Incredible.
Okay.
See, vegan bakery. Learning. Kosher vegan bakery.
This is great. Everyone is learning.
Is a vegan bakery better than a gluten-free bakery, Akiva?
Oh, I meant to say gluten-free bakery. I assume it was also vegan, the gluten-free bakery.
Yeah.
There probably wasn't like meat in the muffins.
You never know. Could have like a chicken pot pie.
I mean, it's San Francisco. I'm just going to guess that it was vegan.
We don't know. Okay.
Guilty, how come you didn't go on a date for the podcast? You didn't trust me with your love life?
I didn't see the application. Also, I just finish saying like I live in absolutely like desolate area.
Yeah, you could have flown to New York for a date.
Oh. Hey, you don't know what everybody in your town is listening to.
Yeah, it could be the biggest show in town. We're number one in like Calgary or wherever that you live.
Yeah, we're huge in British Columbia.
Look, guys, I didn't know what your budget was. If you guys were going to fly me,
I wasn't
going to
pay for you to fly. But I was going to maybe I would sponsor
that's
your.
What I'm saying, right?
Okay, was it a trendy Indian bar those people went to? Yeah, I'd pay for your.
We might
your
be the
there.
Plug for eligible women in British Columbia.
Oh, I was the plug. Yeah, I was the plug for all the. I mean, all right. Unsuccessfully the plug. I tried to plug the hole and it didn't work.
I'm waiting for Rapture in Paradise. That's where all the action happens. That's what I want. So,
All
right.
Are you looking after who are you looking? You have your eye on Missy for that episode?
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't know. I thought she was very thorough. Like it was.
Yeah, she was thorough. Super, yeah, some people
that was attractive to me. I don't know. I was like, yeah. I guess.
All right. What's next?
All right. So I have landed on ops. O-P-S.
Ops. Mm, yep. Okay.
Ops. This is a tricky one.
O-P-S.
It's an acronym.
That's like a measurement of a baseball player, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on base plus slugging. That's what all the kids are talking
That's
about.
That's all the millennial baseball fans, and then all the old baseball fans like, I don't care about your OPS, millennials.
That's right. Tell me your RBIs. That's all I need to know.
Wow, this is all going so far.
Are we even allowed to talk about baseball with millennials?
I don't think so. Really don't. They only talk esports, you know? They're mm-hmm. only on Twitch.tv watching League of Legends. So
I thought we'd learn more about esports and Juul, honestly, on this podcast.
Juul?
So far we've learned. Juuling. You don't know about Juuling?
Millennials don't care about Juul.
I think.
But Gen Z cares about Juul.
That's all they do. Millennials just Juul all day. They don't eat or sleep or mow the lawn. They just Juul all day long.
We're not talking about the Alaskan recording artist that lived in her car?
Oh, no. Nobody cares about Juul. Juul has like 8 followers on Twitter. Okay. I'm talking about Juuling with 2 U's.
Oh,
yeah,
Juul. Rob might need a remedial course.
That vaping?
Yeah, it's like vaping.
No. It's like not vaping for idiots. Guys. Juuling is Juuling, okay? Juuling is its own thing, okay?
It's not vaping.
But that's the company, it's right? It's like saying Kleenex.
Vaping is already not cool. No. It doesn't matter. Yeah, but that's they branded.
Wait, so
well.
Juul is cool and vaping is not cool?
Vaping is not cool. Juuling only.
So what's we should get into Juuling.
What's
Robin and Akiva go super hard into Juuling for next week's episode.
What's Juuling when you have so much ice on your wrist that it's frozen?
That is dripping. Yes, exactly. Now you're getting it.
You're Juuling so hard that you drip?
Mm,
yes,
yeah. 100%. And everyone's like, yes, get it.
Right? Yeah.
This is so fun. Okay. So
what's Juuling?
It's vaping, but you don't call it vaping. You call it Juuling. That's what's important.
Oh, so
is the
so
brand.
Vaping is over. Saying vaping is over. You're not vaping. You're Juuling.
Yeah. Now that I've told you that, then Juul is going under today. So, that was the secret. Now, I don't know, kids are going to
like anti-sponsor us. They're going to like pay us not to talk about them, I think, because now they're not cool anymore. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
We will accept anti-sponsors, by the way, Rob. If someone wants to pay us to be down on them because we're not hip, that would be fine.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like they're going to pay us to not talk about them. We're not blackmailing people, right?
No. They're just like, hey, just do me a favor and never mention us.
Never mention us. But we're not going out to sponsors and saying like, hey, give us money or we'll talk about.
No. That would be like illegal. I think. That would be there would be a sting and we'd get arrested there.
Yeah. No. God forbid.
The Renat boys cannot be bought. And
we can definitely be bought. We didn't say that.
Yeah.
We just said we'll sell this whole thing Gimlet style for a lot less than $200 million. we're not blackmailing advertisers.
And we'll be so drip.
Yeah, we would be dripping. We'd be dripping.
We'll be dripping.
Yeah, you can't say so.
We'll have the drip. Can we say you have the drip?
Geez. What a mess.
Do we have to go back to stage 3?
Yes, you can have drip. You can't be so drip. That's, I'm shuddering just thinking of that. Okay.
Hey, you're a teacher. It's like if everyone gets a 20 on the test, that's the teacher's fault.
Look, guys, okay, I've never claimed to be an educator. Like, I am the last person that should be teaching anybody anything. And this is probably my best subject, and this is not going well. But it's fine.
Subject in school was like millennial.
Yeah,
weekend?
Millennial culture. Yeah, like my thesis was on it and stuff. So
what was the term we were talking about right now that we got? How did we get into Juul?
We're talking about. I have no. Well, Akiva was curious about Juul, so we had to clarify a little bit.
But what's the topic at hand here?
It's ops. Do you remember ops?
Oh yeah, ops.
You were making baseball jokes, and I was like, "This is
tell us what
ops." Okay,
So ops. See, they're often mistaken for cops because it rhymes. That's not what it is.
Oh.
Just short for the opposition. Your rivals. It's basically
my enemy,
synonymous with haters. Yeah, exactly. So,
I like it.
My example that I wrote here is, and I'm reading this in the style of a millennial tweet structure. So it's My soccer coach. Good game. Go shake hands with the other team. Me. Nah, fam. We don't mess with ops.
Right. Okay. So is it opponents or is it straight haters? This was a bad week for Robin Akiva's ops because obviously we released another episode that crushed it. And then, you know, the leader of our enemy team got busted. Like, so the ops, so who are our ops, Rob? Who are
the people
like,
that leave
ops?
Us 1-star reviews on iTunes?
Big time ops. Yeah. Those guys are ops.
Yeah. The people that, I'm trying to think who are our major ops, Missy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Missy is your op. I'm cool, I think, with Missy. We're isk at it, Messi and I. I think I got that right. And then, yeah, I don't know who else. I guess Chester is kind of my op, Chester's wife.
Are there any other wheel podcasts that's been a wheel of ideas?
Oh, if somebody ripped off us off, that would be our biggest op, I think. Mm-hmm. We'd really have to go hard after them.
Yeah.
We'd be like, come and isk at it.
I'm trying to think.
Okay. You guys nailed this one. You guys have this one.
No, we got this. We know. We know about haters. We know about haters.
You're not our ops. Yeah. You're our. What's the opposite of an ops, Phil T? You're that.
Ooh, the opposite of the ops. Oof. Fam, I guess, dude.
You're our fam.
We're fam.
But you know, but we're your dads. You said we're your dads.
Yeah, well, that fam is dad, right?
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Okay. All right. Well,
spin the wheel.
Okay. What else? Okay. What else you got, Phil?
Okay, we got a couple more here. Let me spin here. Okay, the next term is...
Are you jeweling right now?
I wish.
Okay.
I could use a jewel. I'm stressed. Mm-hmm. So it's the next term is no cap.
No cap.
What
no
is
cap.
No cap, man?
No cap. Yeah. Is that like when you go to a baseball game and you get a bottle of water and they give it to you no cap?
Yeah, they don't want you to throw it on the field.
Yeah, and then it's like super frustrating because you can't like flip it and have it stand upright.
Like, I'm not going to throw it at our players. I'm going to throw it at the ops.
Yeah, no, it's baseball, but it's more like the Padres signed Manny Machado for $300 million because there's no cap in baseball.
Right. Pretty sure and he has really good ops.
Manny He's got Machado. Good ops, but then the Mets, they have a cap because of Bernie Madoff.
Right. Phil, okay. Did we lose you? Phil, are you still there?
No. I'm okay. This is just, okay. No, we're great. This is fun.
Esco Mets. Esco Mets.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Is right.
These are our most popular episode, Rob?
I don't know. I think it could be,
I don't know.
Could be some ops out there.
There's going to be ops. The ops are going to come out of the woodwork.
There will be ops.
We don't mess with the ops, so it doesn't matter. They like the ops can go do whatever they want. Like, you know, we don't mess with them. So no cap is basically no lie. Capping is lying. So
cap
it's like
a
your
lie.
Capacity for telling the truth has run out. Okay. So if there's no cap, that means there's no cap to your ability to tell the truth, which means
that that's a, seems like a real stretch. It comes, no cap is comes from you have no capacity to tell the truth, or is that is this like a shorthand like way to remember an SAT word?
I guess so, right? I don't know. I don't make this stuff up. I'm just delivering the news to you. Okay,
so you're the messenger.
I'm just a message. I'm a mere messenger.
A mere.
He's no, that was the Seinfeld podcast. Yeah. We haven't heard from him in a while.
Oh, boy. but yeah, that's that one.
All right, no cap basically means that they're not lying or capping like they did.
Dead serious. Okay. So, like serious.
So capping, so a cap is a lie?
Yes.
Okay, and no cap is not lying. I'm no cap. I'm being truthful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. There's no cap to my honesty.
Now you got it.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay. Can you use it in other contexts? Like, hey, there is no cap to my Dropbox storage account.
No. You can't use it like that. That's you're ruining it. You're ruining it.
Why
for
are
your
the
kids.
Gen Z? Are they using like Google Drive or something else? They're not into Dropbox.
No, okay. You know what, guys? You actually can't say no cap. This is the one
okay, we're out of no cap.
You're taking it away?
You can't say it.
Yeah, you can't say no cap. I'm taking that one back. Yeah,
we don't have enough drip to say no cap. That's what you're saying.
Are you being serious? No cap?
Yeah, no cap, Rob. You can't say no cap. No cap.
Well, why? We're not getting it?
No, you're getting it, but you're ruining it. So you can't have that one, okay?
Okay.
We're moving on.
Okay. I feel like we're letting you down, Phil.
Yeah.
No. I'm proud of you guys no matter what. Don't worry. It's fine. It's, if anything, it's my fault, right? Because I'm being a bad teacher.
So yeah, we're just trying to get our head around it.
Yeah. No, I get it. No, and you know, it helps to talk it out. So next word is bust down.
Bust down?
Yeah.
Like I'm going to bust down to Philly from New York.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that how you're getting there? No. Take the bus?
No.
No, not I'm okay. So not necessarily that's no, okay? No. Okay. So bus down is I should have done these in order because bus down is like pretty relative to drip. Bus down is refers to the amount of diamonds in your jewelry. Okay, so
I heard that millennials are killing the diamond industry and they don't care about diamonds.
I just read that. Diamond District going down because of the millennials. Just read that today.
I think there are enough ignorant rappers that will just buy
out
all the diamonds.
So Lil Pump is keeping the diamond industry afloat, you're saying?
100%. I agree with that 100%.
What's the one from Canada, from your neck of the woods, like the little kid who was a rapper also, a girl?
Lil Tay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Tay.
Lil Tay?
Lil Tay, yeah. Like the 10-year-old rapper.
The little girl that was like, you know, like in a Lamborghini, like flexing like pretty hard.
Yeah. Like her mom rented a Lamborghini and there was like all the houses her mom was like showing for real estate. Like Phil was trying to buy a sweet new pad and like that's what his mom, that's what her mom was showing people.
So it bus, BUSDOWN, is it one word?
Mm-mm. No, it's bust down. Bust down.
With a T.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So if I bought, I bought my wife jewelry for her birthday. So I was like, now you're Mary, you're all bust down now.
Right.
Can I say that? Is she bust down?
Yes. Yes, you can that.
So bust
she's
down.
She's not going to know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Bust down is means you have a lot of diamonds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like usually used as a descriptive word for a watch. So you say you're bust down, like the opposite of a bust down watch would be like a plain Jane, like a watch with no diamonds in it, but it's like still really expensive.
Okay. Now I posted a picture to our one of our ops, Jocko Willenick, of my Paw Patrol
is
watch.
How is he an op?
He's Akiva's op.
He's my ops. Like, Rob is cool, he's my main
op.
Yeah,
that's he's like my main. He doesn't know who I am, right? But he like it's coming. He's our op. So is that? Am I bust down because I have a PJ Masks watch?
No, bust down is you're the opposite of bust down. You're bust up.
I'm busting up.
No. Opposite of bust Masks. Down is plain Jane.
Plain Jane.
Oh, yeah. I'm a plain Jane. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. There you go. Now you're getting it. Hashtag watch education. And, this is great.
Yes. And Akiva, Manny Machado might have good ops, but don't expect him to bust down the line at all.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad. Although I feel like Manny Machado probably is doing pretty well with bling, with like actually busting down right now.
Yes, he is.
Seems
drip.
Like a jewelry guy.
He is not. You can't be. Oh, Jesus, Rob. Okay, no, it's fine. It's okay.
So we asked what part of speech is it, and I felt like you said it was everything. So you say you have to have drip. No, it's a noun.
You can have drip, but you can't be drip. If that makes sense.
I thought you said I could be drip. Is this what they dripping?
Like, when I was a teacher and they fired the math teacher, and I was the English teacher, so they're like, "Hey, teach the math. Just be one day ahead of the class," and then they would ask me questions. I'd be like, oh, I don't know. Is that what is going on right now, Phil?
Why can I be dripping, but I can't be drip?
Yeah.
It's just how it is, Rob. I just like, why in the English language do we say, I don't know, somebody who knows English better than me could give an example here, but Language is language. Okay. This is how it works.
All right. Okay, that is how it is. Okay.
All right. We got two more here.
Two more. Is this all bust down is only referring to diamonds? Like it's not like anything else that's nice. Like
and mostly watch, like, not even diamonds.
Hey Phil T, you really helped make Robin and Akiva Need a Podcast bust down this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I made you guys icy. Yeah, no, okay. So there is a second meeting to bust down, guys. I didn't really want to get into it because it's not the nicest thing to say about somebody.
Well,
so.
What is it?
We'll just ignore it. No, it's fine. It's fine.
Well, how do you give us a word and then tell us, oh, there's an alternate meaning, but I won't tell you what that is. And then we can accidentally put our foot in our mouth sometime.
Well, that's why you have to, context is very important. You know, so you just only use it when you're talking about a watch. Cause if you use it when you talk about like a person, it's not very nice, you know? Doesn't make sense.
If it means that my watch is nice and full of diamonds, why is it bad for a person?
Okay, so that's a date. The person one is dated, man. Okay,
that's old meaning.
That's old meaning, you know. But it can still be taken out of context. So you know, you want to watch what you say. So maybe I shouldn't tell you that one.
According to Urban Dictionary, it is saying that it is a sexually promiscuous person with no discretion.
That's probably the nicest way to say that.
Okay.
So,
okay.
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 Mm. We landed on. I don't know why I'm spinning when there's only two, right? I could just go back. It's fine. Okay. So we got...
Well, I think one should be left out. I think, like, there should be a loser.
Okay. Okay, then we'll leave out I bet. You'll never know what that means.
I no. bet.
And we're,
that's for the sequel. And, let people wait for the sequel.
Yeah.
10 episodes. We're going to get some complaints.
Right. Sorry. Okay. So our final word is smoke. What is smoke mean?
Like Juul.
Oh yeah, we know that. You can't get any of that smoke.
No, that's vaping. That, yeah. But you don't call it vaping. It's vaping, smoke. But don't call it vaping.
Smoke.
Smoke, smoke, smoke.
Okay, is it spelled S-M-O-K-E?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So isn't it like you don't want any of the smoke, Filthy? I'll whoop you.
Yes.
Is it like that?
Yes, Akiva. That's exactly what it is.
You don't want anything smoke, I'll whoop you.
Yeah, it's
you don't want any of the smoke. Smoke means like I gotta beat you up. You don't want any of the smoke.
Yeah, like beef or a beef or confrontation.
You don't want a piece of me. What they would say back in the day.
So that I'm getting very confused. So this is not like that. You have like a brisket.
No, not that kind of smoked beef.
Okay.
Mm. Mm-mm. Egg.
Okay.
I thought that's how Akiva knew what it was.
No, although I would say that like you're not getting any of the smoke because it's all my brisket. I would say that. And we'll fight.
Look at this brisket that I've been smoking. It's dripping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The brisket's got a drip.
It's delicious.
Brisket drip. Hashtag brisket drip. That's a good one.
We don't do that on this show.
So it's typically used when someone is like, it's like an alpha word. It's like an alpha word. Okay. So like
you've come to the right place, baby. Yes.
You don't want no smoke.
We get it.
Now it's making sense. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, my favorite, British rapper, 21 Savage would say,
yes.
You got asthma. You don't want smoke. Who want cancer? I'm giving out smoke. Okay. So,
smoke with smoke, and that's why he got deported.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Rhyming doesn't matter in rap anymore.
And he didn't want all that ice, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, he doesn't.
that was good.
Okay. All right. Say it again. So, a smoke is like, almost like imagine like if you were get into like a fight outside, and then there's like a cloud of dust after. You don't want that smoke.
You don't want that smoke.
Yes, precisely. Yeah. See that one's so easy to get. You guys got it right off cuff. I like that. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Now it refers to the physical fight and not the verb fight. Like I'm going to smoke you. I think people would get what you were saying, but that's not what we're talking about.
That's not the context. No. Okay. So I believe it's like the smoke at the end of your gun, you know, when you shoot somebody. So you don't want the smoke because you'll be dead.
Right.
So that's what that is.
Okay. All right.
Is that like catch these hands also? You don't want this. You don't want this smoke. Catch. Yeah. You're going to catch these hands.
Yes, precisely. Okay. Precisely. Okay. Like, yeah. Okay. I guess we're finished now. I mean, yeah. You guys were pretty much doing this the whole time, but I was just going to say like, maybe, you know, we could put you to the test,
okay.
Get you guys to form proper sentences, you mm-hmm. know, in the proper context, you know.
Can you send us the eight words or the seven or however many words we did?
I can do that. Yeah, sure can.
Or you could just say them. I mean, I have a pen.
Fine.
So yeah, let's reset it for the listeners. It was Esco and Esketit, and then Yeet was the second one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It feels like decades ago. What else?
So I didn't do this in order, so it's different in my notes. So it's drip.
Just say them all. It doesn't matter the order.
Okay.
Ops.
Yeah.
Smoke. No cap, but I'm taking it back. No, you can do no
Come
cap.
On. You could use it for a sentence.
Come on.
You don't got no cap on how much
you can say. Esco.
Bust down. And plug.
I already forgot that one.
Bust down.
What was the last one?
Plug.
Plug.
Okay. All right.
All right.
And no. Right. No, I'd bet.
Bet it. Bet it and forget it.
No, I'd bet. You guys
that's for next time.
You'll never look. Yeah, we'll leave it as
what's the spelling on that if anybody wants to go on the Urban Dictionary?
Mm-hmm.
Which is my handbook.
Calling it the Urban Dictionary, I feel like, makes it worse.
Yeah.
IGHT.
Oh, I would not have gotten that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
I have to say, this would have been a very, you know, this podcast was pitched by two people like at the same time. And if Jess Sterling from the Rapture episode was our explainer, I feel like this would have been a very
radically
different episode.
Yeah.
Very different.
Oh, 100%. That's what I'm saying. Like, and I kind of feel bad because like I kind of went all.
No, we
would have
been canceled. If it was me, Rob, and Jess, we would have been it would have been canceled culture all day.
All right. So I think that Phil should test us on what we've learned. So, Phil, I think that this is what we should do. It should be me and Akiva are now going to compete for who was the best student today. So I think that you should give us.
And it's already been established Rob's smarter than me. So, you know, he's
but Akiva can get redemption because he can be more of a millennial friendly than I am.
True.
So, Phil, could you throw out different, you know, people or subjects from, you know, from the world today? And then we have to make a sentence using what we've learned here today to describe these things.
So, okay. Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, Akiva.
Okay. Emma Stone is going to be bust down tonight at the Oscars. Everyone's going to be saying yeet. Even the ops are going to be like, no, they don't want no smoke. They're going to be like, hey, who's got all the jewelry? I know who's got the plug. It's Emma Stone. By the way, she's a smoke. No, I think I used that one wrong.
You sold past the clothes here.
Esco, ask her. There's no cap to how much jewelry she can give out. I'm pretty close. I forgot what no cap means. No lie. Oh, no cap. She really just won best picture or something.
Okay. Now, I'm going to wait for Rob's sentence and then I'll mark. Well,
I have to go on Emma Stone also, or I get a different.
No, give him a different person. Yeah,
I can give you a different person. You can
don't say
have,
Emma Watson.
Give him Jocko Willink.
You can have. No, you can have Robin Thicke.
Ooh, Thicke. Okay. Mm-hmm. Boy, I don't really know a lot about him since the Blurred Lines video. But
yeah, I don't know if he knows.
He's on the map.
Okay. All right. No cap. I don't watch the Masked Singer. In fact, the Masked Singer is my ops. If I'm looking for reality TV, CBS is my plug. I've got smoke with Fox, and
are they your ops?
They're my ops too. Mm-hmm. But I will have to say that Ken Jeong often has wristwear that's bust down.
Ooh.
Okay. So
you didn't put it in a skedet.
And
Or I don't know if we put in a yeet.
If my two dads comes up in the fishbowl, I will say both Esco and Esketit.
Nice.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay.
And yeet.
And yeet. Okay. So I'm just going to say you both passed. You both have passed.
Beautiful.
Akiva, you did get a lower mark just because you really whiffed it at the end. But yeah, both of you. So Rob technically wins, but you both did great.
I'd bet with that assessment.
Yeah, I'm ops to that. I feel like my Emma Stone examples were better. I just messed up the last one.
Did you get confused with one of the other Emmas?
I thought it was Emma Roberts we were talking about, the trashy one. I don't know if she's really the trashy one. I don't know.
Emma Roberts, you said?
Yeah, I don't know. Emmalina.
I
feel like we learned so much.
What does she do?
She was a wrestler, yeah, but she stole from Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I guess you guys are both learned men now, mm-hmm. and my job here is done. So, okay. Congratulations.
Well, Phil, you did a great job here.
Yeoman's
today.
Job. No cap. To call back to last week.
Yes. No cap. It was a fantastic job. And this was not easy to do, Phil.
Yeah. Tell me about it for both of us. Okay. I guess I'm glad you guys learned anything. Because I really kind of whiffed, but it's fine. It's okay. We all learned.
No, you didn't whiff.
Some new words.
You Esco and you Esketit. How many likes does Rob have on the Esco and Esketit tweet right now, Phil? Okay. What do you think?
Oh, did you tweet that already?
Yeah, I already tweeted it.
Okay. How's it going?
Okay. Well, you were going to, he wanted you to guess.
I'm going to say you got 10K plus likes, probably.
10K plus. Yeah. No, only 29 so far. Only 29. Yeah,
people think it's a buzz tweet, I think.
I was close.
You were right there. Now, Phil, I think it would be rude if we did not offer you the chance that are there any words that you would like Akiva or I to explain to you that are either Gen X words or older millennial words?
I don't know. Okay, so maybe, like, I don't know. You can't really do this on a podcast, but I was just wondering if you guys would, like, teach me how to do, like, the twist.
The twist?
No,
or, like,
no yeah, that's older. Like, I thought you were going to say Dougie. That we could do.
Mm-hmm. I'll teach you guys how to, like, do the Block Boy JB dance. Or and then you guys can teach me, like, I know. I honestly had a couple things that we didn't talk about. But it's fine. I don't know.
Hmm. Let's see. I'm looking to see if there's any Gen X terms. Do you know what, if something is so mint, Phil? Do you know what that is? Mm.
I don't know, like clean? Is this sounds like you know, like tooth.
What about the fleek? Do people still say fleek, or is fleek canceled?
No, fleek's been canceled. That's like 3 or 4 years ago, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fleek is canceled.
Yeah.
Do people still have swag? My daughter came home from the first day of fourth grade and I said, How was your day? And she's like, well, it was okay, but kind of lame because I'm one of only two kids in the grade that has any swag.
Hmm.
And I didn't know what she was talking about, but I feel like
better swag than drip, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you don't want your daughter to have any drip.
Okay. All right.
Is that the only word you're going to teach me?
I'm trying to see if there's any that aren't obvious. Let's see. I think that most of these are pretty self-explanatory. The thing about being a Gen Xer, there really wasn't an internet or an Urban Dictionary invented. So everything had to be sort of easily explainable.
Yeah, everyone just said like awesome and sweet, and that was it. There wasn't, we weren't cool. And if there were cool people saying cool words, we didn't know about it because there's no way for them to tell us about it.
Right. Fresh.
So the cool people like Lil Baby, we're not going to converse with Rob and myself. Now they have no choice because they're on Twitter and everyone could see what Lil Baby and Lil Yachty and everybody's up to. But now, but back in the day, Rob and I, we had no contact with Lil Baby and Lil Yachty or whoever the Lil Baby and the Lil Yachty were, maybe Tupac and Biggie or whatever. But we didn't know them personally.
This, The power of the internet, I tell you.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Okay, Phil, if people want to hear more from you and see everything
they want
that
plug,
you're up to,
I think is the way that
no,
are saying
that,
it.
That's a different plug that this is. If you want the plug for more Phil T, how can people find you?
Well, I am at Philard, Philerd, on cheese, on Twitter, on Instagram. I'm not Philard on TikTok. I was my handle was stolen from me by a 15-year-old German boy. So it's Philard with a 3 instead.
By the way, you should have done a whole thing on TikTok because I don't. Rob, do you know a lot about TikTok?
TikTok Takashi.
No, that's his cousin. You really should have done a whole thing because TikTok is a wild scene.
Look,
what's going on on TikTok? Social network?
It's the new Vine, okay?
But it's for only white trash.
Yeah, it's something else. But I am a constant poster on TikTok. I have a crazy TikTok following.
Okay.
It's two people. It's a little kid and Brett Farenkopf. So
okay. And does Brett Farenkopf make minor league tennis TikToks also on that on there or no?
I think that's why he's on there. Is that
he's getting like a view of some German tennis tournament that's only available in Stuttgart.
Yeah.
All right. And now Manny Machado is an ops of Brett now, right? Correct.
I guess so.
He doesn't know who that is.
Yeah,
he's from Vancouver. They only have the Canucks.
And Phil, is it true that your Twitter handle was Phil Herd with an A before you started following Lil Pump?
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't. Okay. You guys crack me up. Guys.
Well, thank you. Funny. That's so kind of you.
All right. Phil, thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it. And we'll see if this in 10 more episodes that this might come up for another round on the wheel. Let's get it.
I hope the culture completely changes in the next 10 weeks.
So I hope so. More because, material. Yeah. And
maybe Fleek will come back in.
I wouldn't count on it.
All right, Phil, thank you so much.
Thanks, Phil.
Okay.
All right, Keev, we are ready to talk about the mailbag here on Robin Akiva number 24.
Yep. The Dirty Two Dozen this episode.
Yeah. Okay. So hopefully no ops for this episode.
Yeah, but you never told me if you were a Tupac guy or a Biggie guy, though.
Yeah, I really was not super aware of either. Mm-hmm. You know, I knew like their names and stuff. And then probably more so of Biggie than Tupac. But then I think that, you know, both of them ended up being a little bit more things that I learned about after their unfortunate passing.
Uh-huh. It's funny because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe your wife was a Tupac stan.
Yes, that she loved was
Tupac.
Going.
Didn't she
through...
get a Tupac tattoo or almost got a Tupac
no,
tattoo?
No, I think she thought about it. I think she was thinking about it. But I think that at that time, I think she was, 15 or 16 years old. So,
and that's also that was also like her free pass if Tupac was still with us. Tupac was.
I don't know if that's like I don't think we've ever discussed.
I thought she said that. I maybe
Hall
putting
pass,
words in her mouth.
Tupac.
Well, he's dead, so you don't have to be so nervous about it.
Right. I don't think that we've really ever had this conversation about any public figure, let alone public figures that have been deceased for 20 years. But yeah. I mean, I guess I'm okay with the Tupac hologram. I'm not sure how that would work.
Okay.
But, you know, I wasn't expecting to talk about this. Okay. I have not had this conversation with my significant other.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a hall pass. I'm going to talk to my wife about that, about, who's my hall pass?
Yeah, but you have to do someone like a listener or something, someone incredibly attainable just to upset her.
Right. You know, I don't think that it necessarily, works the same way. with these men and women hall passes.
Well, also doesn't work because in a relationship like that, like a man and a woman, it's like you could say someone's your hall pass, but the woman could actually go out much more often than you can and actually make it happen.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, you will get too much smoke there.
Right. Akiva, do you think in the history of the world, do you think that anybody has ever met their hall pass then has had sex with hall pass?
For sure. Now, has a guy ever done it with a celebrity woman? That's a better question. Yeah.
Right.
If you're a mildly attractive woman and your hall pass is like a comedian coming to town and you DM him, you have at least like a 10% chance of meeting him. I mean, this happens every day.
But hear me out. Okay, so that part is happening. Then is the conversation then with the husband like, but that was my hall pass. Mm. Like, all right, you got me. You got me. You did say if David Spade ever came
that's
to
a
town.
Bad hall pass. He's very down.
Then I guess what can I say?
Yeah.
You said that was the hall pass.
No
so,
boy. Yeah.
I
you
mean,
don't want
does,
to hear
do
Spade
think,
is the hall pass.
Right.
Spade will come right over.
So do you think that has ever happened? That kind of where hall pass and then like, hey, that was my freebie.
Yes. But there's definitely been hall pass divorces also. Should we put it on the wheel? Robin Akiva, get a hall pass.
Yes. If somebody has any hall pass story that ends, I don't want to say ends in a happy way or the other way. But any hall pass story, put it on the wheel. Although, I don't know. Do we really want to get into
you could read it. We'll read it anonymously next week in the mailbag also.
Okay. Yeah. Let's not do an episode on that because
unless someone really has a doozy, like they want us to help them meet their hall pass, that we could think about that at least. But it has to be someone attainable, like Jewel the singer, not Jewel the smoke.
I don't know if there's any Survivor hall passes.
No, you could go to one charity event. You could knock out like four. I think, if you want.
All right. This is, I think that the ops are circling right now. Okay. All right. Keeve, we have Mount Renatmore coming up here. Mm-hmm. Any other old business you want to talk about that? I know we were trying to discuss having a listener go through all the old episodes.
Ah, so we did. We did do that, right?
But I'm setting you up.
Oh, thank you. You're like the John Stockton. and I'm the Karl Malone. I think whose hall pass was Kobe Bryant's wife. two amazing listeners, Sean Falconer and Will
who still
from America.
Listens.
We didn't even know Sean Falconer was listening, but he's out there. And Will from America, the immortal Will from America, they teamed up. Well, I think Will from America got the ball rolling and they made a Excel document with a bunch of different tabs that has everything RANEP related. So they have every pitch we've ever read on the air. They have everything that's currently in the mailbag and on the wheel, in the fishbowl, the list of podcasts we've done with links. It's a full service document. And I will. You want to post it with the episode, Rob, in the episode links, and I'll also tweet about it.
Okay, and so we're gonna turn off that anybody can edit the document. Anybody can view the document.
Yeah, anybody could view the document. I mean, if Will from America, who I think created a document, if he wants a helper, I'm sure he'd be down for a helper. But
okay, so
the hard work is
view
done
only
because
access.
He had to catch up 23 episodes. Now it's just adding a few ideas every week, Yeah, you can add Will from America, but great job by them. It's a very thorough document. It's every pitch we've ever read.
Did you have any takeaways after looking at the spreadsheet?
We've done a lot already. We've really done like hundreds of ideas.
A lot of stuff in the wheel waiting room. I think that's important.
Yeah, we're gonna clean out right now. It's busy season for the mailbag, but at some point we will re-clean out the wheel waiting room. We have a lot of stuff in there right now.
And currently, we have rejected 195 ideas.
All of them great, just not wheel worthy.
This is really great. I didn't realize just how detailed this was. So thank you, Will and Sean, for that.
Yes. So, because
I'm sure we're going to get stuff like, okay, well, here's my pitch is that Rob and Akiva have to pull something out of the 195 rejected ideas.
Yeah. We're getting so self-referential. I think we could do that eventually, but we have a lot of good ideas right now waiting in the wings that have not been read yet.
In the wheel waiting room.
So, Rob, this week, let's go with number one on Mount Rainier. Next podcast is going to be during March. And Mark, for people on the internet, podcasts and blogs and websites, is famously bracket season, SCN.
Bracket season, yeah.
So, there's some talk that maybe we should bracketify some of the episodes coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We have one bracket on the wheel. That is the TV theme song bracket where we're going to go through, 32, 64, 128, some, 256, 512, 1024, 2048, 4096, 91, 92.
Okay, we get it.
Okay, so some combination of those with Alexander Chester from Harvard with an E. And that is on the wheel, but that right now has like a 1 in 20 or 1 in 15 chance of being picked. Mm-hmm. So my first question, we have a few bracket related ideas right now. My first question is, because it's March, for March only, should any bracket related idea, starting with that one, get the equivalent spots of whatever season 3, episode 7 has on the wheel? To give us more of a chance.
That's going to be six spots.
But if season 3 gets picked this week, then it goes down to 2 next week.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that's big. But I guess if we're ever going to do it, it should be this month. Okay, yeah. Fine.
So however many spots season 3, episode 7 has, I think it's 6 right now, like you said. So then we're adding 6 spots to the wheel, or 5 extra spots for TV theme song bracket. I think that's fair.
Okay.
You know, we do have an ombudsman. I didn't get to that, but we do have an ombudsman who applied that we haven't really rubber stamped, but maybe that's something I should have asked her.
Okay. All right. Do you want to mention that we have a person who has applied to be our ombudsman?
Yes. So Aisha wrote in and said, this was a few weeks back. We said we need a podcast ombudsman to really a buffer between us and the listeners that they could get blamed, that if someone has a complaint about,
it's basically a shield between us and the ops.
Yeah. The ops. So she says she's a licensed clinical social worker and she's previously worked as a therapist and works for a public defender agency. An ombudsman's an arbiter and an advocate who's hired to protect people's rights, uphold laws, regulations by investigating complaints and help parties reach a mutually beneficial solution. These are characteristics I uniquely hold because of my background, education, training. As a social worker, I'm especially qualified in being able to listen and remain objective. I'm solution focused, goal oriented. All right. And Aisha's written in before. She's written reviews.
Patron, longtime listener.
Yeah. I think Aisha's got the gig.
Now, hold on. Does she have investigation power of if she wants to open up an investigation
into
anything?
Yes, we have to respond. It's like she's like the Mueller, whoever you pronounce
No, we
it.
Should be able to shut down the investigation if we want.
We could refute. We could plead the fifth.
Can we fire the ombudsman?
Oh, I think it's a 1-year contract. That's how it usually works with like ESPN, New York Times, Washington Post.
All right,
Post.
But there's no special investigation power.
No, I mean, she can ask us questions. We don't have to answer them.
Okay, fine. But, if she wants to open up a whole investigation into stuff, that's...
If she thinks you're cheating on the wheel or something like that.
Yeah. We don't need that. We don't need that.
We don't need that smoke.
It's getting too intense.
So right now, I guess her first job is it fair for us to add 6 spots for the Chester podcast? Right now we're doing it, but if next week, if it doesn't get picked and next week she's like, no, not fair, bring it back down to 1, then I think we have to listen to her.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So sure that she's there to, if we get stuck and this came up during the Royal Rumble discussion I don't know. Can we do this? Should we do this? Okay.
Yes.
Then we will farm this out to our ombudsman.
Yes. I usually the ombudsman. Okay. All right, next up, Rob, we have, because it's bracket season, we have 2 bracket ideas I'm going to read for part 2 of Mount Rainier this week. This is from DJ LaBelle Klein and Jess Sterling. They write and they say, it's the email is called The Next Top Idea, which I think needs, the idea name needs tweaking. They channeled their dismay at my immediate dismissal of the I Can't Believe It's Just Ideas podcast into a new and improved concept. They humbly present Robin Akiva's first annual Next Top Idea Bracket. Here's how it works. Jess and DJ the Bill Klein, that's a tongue twister, will prepare and present a bracket of 16 new ideas to consider for the wheel. For each matchup, you will discuss the merits of the idea just enough to pick a winner and advance to the next round. They have a plan in case the two of us don't agree, because that would be a tie. The winner will be guaranteed a spot on the wheel. Ideas will be generated just by Jess and DJ LaBelle Klein. They're open to fan suggestion. They don't want to undermine Matt Renat more. Ideas can meet specific criteria if we want, like don't include outside guests or only include whatever, season 3, episode 7, or whatever it is. But they'll mostly factor in whatever we say, but we should trust them.
Okay, so this is another bracket-based idea?
So this is a bracket-based idea, but it would basically be them coming on, giving us 8 or 16 or 32 or 64 or 128 or 256 or 512 or 1024 or 2048 ideas. And then we would pick one. And I guess it would ultimately, the whole purpose of the podcast would be to put one thing on the wheel. They have a whole Q&A. They have an FAQ, really, in the bottom of their email. How will seating work? There will be no explicit C's, but we will curate matchups and bracket placement for optimal entertainment. Eat your heart out, NCAA. What if there isn't a good enough idea in your 16? Ye of little faith. There will be. There will be more than one that you will want. What if there are too many good ideas? The bracket is meant to solve that problem. If you really jonesed about something, it will win. If you really like the second or third best idea, you could put it on later.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say first annual? And they say, yes. Our hope is that it could become an annual tradition.
I think I might prefer if the 16 ideas were in a Royal Rumble. But that being said,
that is a high concept to ask Brent to put an idea. Can you make turn the Stone Cold Steve Austin wrestler into the idea of Rob? And is one of the ideas like this podcast again? Like, is the idea doing this next year? I just blew my own mind.
I'm fine with it. I mean, it seems like a lot of work. What if there's an idea that we like that ends up, you know, being not like out in the second round? There's something else.
We're the voters. Like we're the voters, yeah, though, Rob.
Okay, but let's say the greatest idea that was ever invented is in the first round matchup against an idea that we also like.
But they answer that question. They said that, like, your favorite idea will win. The number two idea, you can always figure out later, but
it should be that if this idea is in the bracket and and it doesn't get picked, it can't come up again for a year.
A year. It's banned for a year. Okay.
Yeah.
Now this is, I always think we're getting too self-referential and this is basically just breaking the podcast. And this has become a podcast about a podcast, and it's this podcast. It's like remember that podcast Pod on Pod that gave you the review and then your listeners canceled them?
Yes.
This is like this is Pod on Pod, but the pod we're about is this pod. Like, we just talk about this podcast for a whole podcast every week. I don't know.
Well, where is the problem?
No, there's no problem. Listen, if people if you like this podcast, you will love this podcast where we only discuss future episodes of this podcast that we may one day do. That has a 5% chance of being picked in any given week. And by the way, we can veto if we don't like it.
Okay, so is the idea bracket going on the wheel?
Oh, well, hold on. Let me give you the other idea bracket, and you could pick one, consider it a mini two-team bracket, or you could pick one, neither, or both. The other idea is we said we need a Marvel Cinematic Universe expert, okay?
Yes.
We got dozens of applications.
Yeah, I know.
And now one person had the greatest idea. Actually, the one person was me. I take it back. I had the idea I thought of it last week during 32 Fans. I thought, what if we put all the Marvel experts in a bracket and the whole podcast.
Or a Royal Rumble.
Or a Royal Rumble. And the whole podcast is just about picking a Marvel expert. So it could be like, you know, round one, Mike Bloom versus John. And then, you know, listen, a 16's been a one before. But the whole point, you know, and it's 16 or 32 or 64, or 128 or 256 or, you know, it goes just to
why
pick
do you
that
say
person.
That every time. Is that like a, something that we're discovering about you that every time you say the number,
I'm good with multiples. No, that's our new bit. Anytime we say anything that's, and you know, 2, 4, 8, 16 and up, I'm just going to do that. I think. And also with this idea, let's say we have 16 people who we pick for this bracket, okay?
Okay.
What if, like, their first, you know, the first round is just based on the brief email, maybe like one fact about them. Every round they're judged on something different. But what if we make them send in like an audio? We're not going to listen to 16 audios, but what if like the final four?
I just really don't want to do this, by the way. I'm 30 second pitch. I'm so out on this. I'm so out.
30 second pitch on why they should be the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcaster. Jeez.
I'd be more in on them just coming together as the Avengers and putting together one podcast. Yeah. Like they can all work together. And when it's done, they can hand in one podcast as the podcast Avengers.
Oh, yeah, that'll go
and
great.
Then you and I will listen to it and then comment on it as we listen.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I love it.
But let's just put the idea bracket on the wheel. I also want to make the caveat that the idea bracket should expire on March 31st.
Ah, perfect. Okay, so we're putting it on the wheel. You could Mario mushroom that thing up. The idea, we're calling it the idea bracket.
Yes, idea bracket.
Idea bracket.
Okay, and it's getting six spots as well.
Oh boy. See, that's, I'm going to say for this week, because it's new, it gets one spot. There's 5 weeks in March, so it's not like it's running out of time. And that's Aisha's call, not our call.
Okay. But I mean,
Aisha might not even listen to the show anymore, for all we know. She sent that email like 2 months ago.
She's like,
and she's like, they ignored my ombudsman email. I'm out. And I would say she's probably the ombudsperson, I think.
Is that what it is? I didn't want to ask and seem dumb, but
I have no idea. What's funny is like ESPN, New York Times, Washington Post all had them. And then they realized like it's bad because they're like, why are we paying someone to criticize us? So they all got rid of them. Everyone got rid of their ombudsman.
I never heard the word before they did an episode of The Ringer about like, hey, we're talking to our ombudsman today.
Oh, I didn't even know The Ringer really has an ombudsman. I think that's a joke.
I think it was at Grantland.
I think it was like one of his.
I think they had one at ESPN. And I think they did.
ESPN had one. But ESPN had a few for like 3 years. But then Simmons would always complain about them. They would rip on Simmons. And then ESPN canceled it. Because, again, why are you paying someone to like. It's like hiring a union against you. Like, no companies do that, you know?
Yeah. All right.
So the idea bracket,
they don't open up an investigation against us.
Yeah. So we're adding the idea bracket to the wheel, but for now it's only one spot. The Marvel bracket, not even the wheel waiting room. Rob has Matumbo that completely out of existence.
I am serious about all of the Marvel Cinematic Universe experts that putting one person in charge and then sending the Avengers off and they can deliver.
But how does it work? Like someone's like, John, you're in charge of Iron Man.
Look, we don't care how it works. So they can hand
in. But who is the person who's the head of the Avengers? Well, I guess we don't know anything about the Avengers. That's why we need this podcast.
I'm not sure maybe it's Captain America. Well, they had Captain America versus Iron Man. I'm not sure who that person
is. Thor?
Nick Fury.
I feel like I don't think it's the big guy of all of them.
I don't think it's Thor. But basically, we put one person in charge and then they hand in 30 minutes of audio and they can get contributions from all the different people in that wanted to be the Avengers correspondents.
It's a funny idea. The podcast will be so bad.
Well, that's, I think that if it's so good or so bad, I think either of those are acceptable to our listeners.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. All right. So that's,
but we're not working on it. We're going to put one person in charge, whoever we put in charge, they will work with the Avengers.
Let me ask you a question. Do we need to pick a bracket to decide who we're putting in charge?
No. I think that we have to pick somebody that we trust that wants to take on this project.
We got so many emails. I'm going to have to like sift through like dozens of emails.
This week, write in, if you want to be the Captain America of this Avengers project, then write in an email this week.
We got so many emails already. I don't want more Marvel emails.
Well, this is the email to be the leader. To be the leader. This is to deal with all these people.
Reply if you sent it in already. Reply to your original email, so I'm not sifting through 100 emails from the same person.
Not that many people are going to want to be the leader. It's a big project.
That's true. People want to just get the credit and just help out. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. How about this? We're going to change something up this week.
Okay.
I've read basically two ideas. It was like 10 ideas, but it was technically two ideas. I just sent you a list of ideas that have been sent in, about two dozen ideas that have been sent in these last few weeks. And I want you to pick some ideas, which we've never really done before. Okay. So you hit me
so
with ideas.
I'm looking here at the Chinese menu of ideas that Akiva has sent me. And I have a couple things that have, you know, struck my fancy a little bit. And I want to see what you think about these ideas to go onto the wheel. And let me start with an idea that comes to us from our beloved friend, Shut Up Tim.
Okay. Yeah, it's good. Okay. He's never had an idea read before, so perfect that you're reading his idea.
Okay. He's gotten an idea onto the wheel, which has been a podcast, at least one, the Robin Akiva Get Sorted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Harry Potter one.
Okay. So Shut Up Tim writes in and says, Rob and Keeve compete against each other in a spelling bee. For each wrong spelled word, a dollar from the incorrect person goes into a pot, which is won by the overall winner. Each round of the spelling bee increases in difficulty, starting at first grade words and ending with National Spelling Bee level 7. Akiva, would you like to compete in a spelling bee?
Can we get Missy involved? Can we bring back the Renap All-Stars for the spelling bee?
Is Missy a good speller?
We have no idea. I mean, she's a lawyer. Are lawyers good spellers? We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Who are some of our other ops that we could bring in for the spelling bee? Eric Tomlinson from the Jets.
Eric Tomlinson.
Like, I don't know who else we've really been shading. Who has smoked with us?
I'm not sure.
Because I just think a two-person spelling bee will be over in 5 minutes.
Well, you know, it could be a shorter episode, but I feel like that as the levels go up, I feel like it would be interesting.
Should we put this to a vote?
I think people want us to just make a call on these things.
I know. It's funny because we had a vote about votes and it lost last week. People said, should there be a vote about how good every episode was?
Yeah.
And everyone was said no. It was resoundingly defeated, I believe.
Okay. Some people did say yes, but I think people were like, no, I don't want that. Okay, fine. All right. I thought it would be good to have sort of like an easy metric of like, oh, 72% said thumbs up this week. Good job. You know,
yeah. Well, I think maybe I after like next week, after episode 25, we could have people, like someone will make a form, like one of our pod interns, and people could sort of fill it out, and then we could have a top 25. We could keep doing it every 25 episodes. I like this idea. I wonder if there's a slight tweak before we put it on the wheel.
Okay.
Whether it's a guest, I think we could put this in the waiting room for now, especially since we have already added one big thing this week. I think it's going to be very short, and I don't know if people care about us spelling, and I'm neutral.
I think that they would like to play along. I think that it would be good for the podcast. I think that, like Jeopardy, people got to
it's
play
not visual.
Along.
It's not visual, because you could also Google a word if you don't know it, if you want to see if we're getting it right or not.
Right.
And do we also have a spelling bee person? Like, who would be our
I don't know who would be the host of coming up with the
we
spelling
bee. We have any listeners who are in the, don't tell me won your fourth grade spelling bee. I want someone who...
I would offer it to Shut Up. If Shut Up Tim would like to host the spelling bee, that I feel like that's something that I'm fine with him being the host.
Okay,
if you want
fine.
Add a third person, I feel like that, I don't know if we need them.
So we don't need an opposition, you're saying?
Well, we should have another tab on the spreadsheet for ops of that we can then have as easy to go to on the spreadsheet if we can add that. If Will could go back and listen to all the episodes again this week.
Again, yes. And then or Sean Falconer could just run his machine through it. Does he have an op finding bot or something?
Yes. And then we could then have a tab of all of our enemies in an easy to find place.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
I mean, are we incentivizing people to become our enemies? Because there seems like there's lots of opportunities.
For sure. It's much easier. We don't have a friends sort of tab. We just have an enemies tab. People we have smoke with.
Yeah.
All right. So let's put that in the wheel waiting room. And that is spelling bee. Rob and Akiva have a spelling bee. I think that's fine. I think eventually they'll make it on the wheel. And then give me one more idea.
I think it's fun, and I think it would be, you know, people can play along on that. And then it's also, you know, there's lots of opportunities for mocking of, like, if there's some easy word that one of us gets wrong, then people can make fun of us.
People are getting concerned with your tweet. There's Facebook posts about the Esco and Esketit tweet. You know, there people are, it's up to 51 likes, 11 comments. People are nervous. You're getting ratioed, Rob.
Yes. Okay. Is that good or bad?
To get ratioed?
Yeah.
You don't know about ratioed?
No.
Ratioed is like when you have a tweet, let's say it's like, you have a really bad take on something.
Oh, no.
And then you wake up in the morning, it's like 2 retweets, 11 likes, 476 comments. That's a ratio.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know about ratios?
Yes.
I guess you've never been ratioed, so you consider yourself lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, yeah, you have a comment like, I'm trying to think of something, but all the ratios I can think of are not safe for prime time.
Okay.
Not family friendly. But it's like, you know, if I tweeted like, actually, I don't know. So just something stupid. Let's say, John Stockton was better than LeBron James,
mm-hmm.
but something more malicious than that. And that would get ratioed.
Okay. All right. Ratioed is the term of when I'm looking at it, or people are like, hey, let's go ratio.
No,
that
your
tweet,
you can go ratio it, and then your tweet can get ratioed. And it's also called a ratio because it looks like a baseball statistic.
Yes.
So it's like 324, which is like a batting average, and like 11 retweets and 76 likes. So it's like, so they could, like, they'll even find the baseball player who had those stats, like 324, mm-hmm. 11, 76, and then not a multiple of 32. And then, and they'll say, like, oh, that's like the Ozzie Smith of tweets.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
We should, by the way, that would be a great episode. Rob and Akiva get ratioed, and we just try and find tweets that get us like ratioed to the moon. But the problem with you get ratioed, a lot of times you get canceled. That's an issue.
Right. You don't want too much heat. Too much heat is bad.
Mm-hmm. Too much smoke.
Too much. Well, too much heat is indicative of smoke
yes,
from the ops.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. And then, okay, Akiva, this is one where I'm going to read you two different ideas. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to pitch you on sort of a higher concept idea based of jumping off from these couple of ideas. So Jared writes in and says, Rob and Akiva recap The Animal. In this episode, mm-hmm. Robin Akiva could watch and recap the movie The Animal. The movie stars Rob Schneider, probably also somebody that you don't want on your wife's hall pass. Rob Schneider and Colleen Haskell. And it was released in 2001 after Colleen's appearance on Survivor. The story is about a man who it was rebuilt with animal parts after an injury that would be perfect for the wheel. In this episode, you could discuss the rise and fall of Colleen Haskell from her Survivor fame to her disappearance from the public eye. That's an idea from Jared. I also want to incorporate an idea that we have from Jeff Goldstein, who says in 1996, the movie Eddie with Whoopi Goldberg, it's about a Knicks superfan that becomes the head coach of the team. It's a mm-hmm. bad 90s movie, 15% on Rotten Tomatoes, but it's so bad it's good. You could do IMD bags and with Whoopi, and there's lots of other 90s New York celebrity cameos. There are some sports, but there's lots of other nonsense. So, Akiva, mm-hmm. I want to pitch you on something that is a new idea.
Okay.
And that is some sort of bad movie fishbowl. Maybe it's not a fishbowl. Maybe.
Yeah, it would have to be something other than a fishbowl.
Something other
it would
than
be
a
like
fishbowl.
A toilet bowl, maybe.
I'm using the fishbowl as a metaphor.
A concept. Okay,
as a concept,
sure.
As a construct.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
There's some sort of a bag filled with names of bad movies
mm-hmm.
that if it comes up on the wheel, and maybe it doesn't need to be, you know, escalating like season 3, episode 7.
Yeah, no, I think that would be a lot of movies, yeah.
Okay, maybe it's just like a permanent 2 spots on the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
We have some sort of bad movie bin,
mm-hmm.
whatever the construct is
yeah.
of picking the, you know, maybe it's a hat filled with bad movies, and mm-hmm. the bad movie hat, and then
the bad movie hat.
Let's mm-hmm. go to the bad movie hat, and okay, what do we have? Oh, it's The Animal. So I don't want to put The Animal on the wheel. I don't know if Eddie needs to be on the wheel, but we could have a hat filled with bad movies
okay.
to recap.
All right. So now I've thought of this. Some of these ideas have been waiting for a while to be read. Here's my issue. And it's really a Rob issue more than an Akiva issue. Watching movies, it takes a decent amount of time.
Okay.
As long as the good news about bad movies is they're usually like 82 minutes. They're not, it's not like The Godfather's, you know, it's not 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with it, but I thought at the beginning of the podcast you were hesitant to put movies on as opposed to a 22-minute episode of a television
But how
show.
Many times is it going to happen? I mean, are we doing one every couple months?
Just play this back when you have to watch like a 100-minute horrible movie that's unwatchable and you complain to me. Oh, I can't believe I had to sit through that when I'm so busy this week.
I mean, how many times did we have a movie that came up like that? I mean, we watched Leprechaun.
Well, now that's the other issue with the bad movie, Ben.
No, Leprechaun is its own. It's on its own track.
Leprechaun gets its own. Leprechaun gets its own spot on the wheel, but the bad movie bins have to be stuck in a hat with each other. Okay,
and maybe a leprechaun hat. It should be the leprechaun spawns the bad movie hat.
That's too confusing because if leprechaun's not in the leprechaun hat, that's confusing the people.
I mean, if our ombudsperson says that Leprechaun needs to be in the hat, I'm fine with Leprechaun.
Leprechaun 2, because we already watched Leprechaun, right?
Yeah. It would keep going back into the hat. It would be the next Leprechaun movie.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. Leprechaun is eternal. So here's what I will say. Yes, I'll say let's leave Leprechaun off the wheel for this week while we wait. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If it gets picked, we'll just. We'll spin again, or you could just take it off manually.
Okay.
And then next week we'll make a decision, but we can't put I don't think we could do a bad movie hat until we have 5 bad movies in the hat.
So next week, are we accepting solicitations movies?
You could tweet at us, Keef26, Rob Sister Nino, or email us RAANAP@robiswebsite.com or NitoPodcastRobiswebsite.com. Bad movie ideas. Stop sending The Room. Everyone's done The Room. 100 people have sent us that idea.
Also, if you have an idea for what container should the bad movies be in?
Yes. Right now it's a hat, but we're certainly willing to change the bad movie hat into literally anything. Could be a trash bin. It could be a toilet bowl. It could be,
I have so many ping pong balls. Can it be ping pong balls in a hat, or does it have to be something?
What about slime? Can we get slime involved?
No.
Like the ideas in slime?
Definitely not.
Okay, because Rob is a famous slime hater.
Do you want to keep the bad idea?
I can make a bad idea. Receptacle? Maybe my kids have a good idea for it.
Okay.
It could be like each idea is in a clean diaper. What about that?
Clean diaper?
Like a diaper, but I take a bunch of diapers, but there's nothing. It's like unused diapers.
And we can have like a bag full of diapers on your desk.
I mean, we had like a lot of diapers here. I still have a kid in diapers. I do have a bag full of diapers back here.
Are they diapers that your kids have outgrown?
He hasn't outgrown. We just buy him like Costco style. So, I could.
I mean, don't waste diapers.
I'm not wasting them. He could still use them if there's a piece of paper in it.
I guess so. You're not writing in the diaper with a marker?
No, it'll be a piece. I'll put a piece of paper with the movie name. I'm not going to like write on the diaper with a marker. That would be funny. Okay. I mean, maybe we have diapers that he grew out of.
And your wife's not going to come in your office and like throw out a bag of diapers?
No, she doesn't throw anything out of my office. It's my job. Trust me, it's a big issue. I wish she would clean up my office.
Okay,
it's a nightmare
fine.
Here. So, I don't even want to know what's
all right,
here.
So Akiva is going to keep a bag filled with diapers with...
Yes, clean diapers. Let's
clean
not
diapers, yeah. But with the... I guess the idea is crappy movies.
Crappy movies, yes. The crappy movie type. Okay, so right now we have Eddie and we have The Animal. Colleen Haskell, welcome to come on that podcast if she wants to make it here.
Yes.
So let's add at least 2 or 3 more, and then we'll have the bad movie, which should be like a diaper genie. You know, they have those diaper genies. Like, I don't know where the diapers are going to be stored in. We got to figure that out, right? someone will have a good pitch on that. All right. So fine. That is going on the wheel, but next week,
okay.
Right?
Yeah. All right.
All right. So a lot of good ideas this week. We put one thing on the wheel and 2 things are waiting. I feel like we're more focused when we narrow it down to 4, even though we really read like 10 ideas.
Okay. Let's just set up real quick. What's on the wheel? Robin Akiva, Solve a Murder. That's where we're going to watch an episode of CSI New York and talk our way through each act. Season 3, episode 7, up to 6 spots on the wheel. We have the coin flip where Akiva has a coin. You still have the coin?
Yeah, I have a coin. Okay. I do.
And then either the winner of the coin flip will decide what idea we do. The Oregon Trail, the rise and fall of JTT, the TV show bracket, which has 6 spots on the wheel. MTV shows are trash. Leprechaun 2 is off the wheel officially. Mystery show.
Week. Yes.
Life Coach. That's where we're going to talk to Caitlin Herman. Infomercials are trash. The Royal Rumble and the Idea Bracket with just one spot. But potentially, the Idea Bracket may get bumped up to six spots for next week's show. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Keeve, here we go. Episode number 25 of Robin and Keeve Anita Podcast. Round and round the wheel goes. It is spinning and slowing down on, you're not going to believe this, Akiva.
TV theme song bracket?
You're close. It is the Idea Bracket.
Oh my gosh. People hate when something gets put on the wheel and goes on right away.
Idea Bracket.
It hasn't earned its pinstripes as an idea yet. It should be on like probation. It should get like a tenth of a spot.
Well, come on. We put things on a wheel and now it's like, oh, well, it shouldn't. If it comes up the first time it goes on the wheel. Then.
I wonder if Ayesha, the ombudsperson, has suggested for this going forward. Listen, this is canon. I'm not vetoing it. You're not vetoing this, right? That would be insane.
No, I'm not going to. So we're going to kick off March Madness next week.
Yes. With a bracket. I guess that works.
With a bracket.
It's funny because it was probably going to go up to six spots next week, but it somehow made it with one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, technically, no, there's only four more days in February, so it definitely will be March.
No, it's March. Yeah, I figured this out.
I was like, next week, it's only going to be February 31st.
I wrote a note like weeks ago on Google Calendar, like, you know, this podcast, that's bracket season.
Okay. So, Akiva, here we are, and we are going to have, Jessica Sterling and DJ LaBelle Klein have 16 ideas ready to go?
Part of their email was, how much notice do we need? I mean, I'm going to email them the second we hang up here, but I think I think they will be ready to go.
Okay.
Now, of course, we got to stop accepting ideas where it's like eight guests come on. Also, it's so annoying.
Oh, now you've really changed your tune.
Well, I don't care. You edit the podcast, not me. I just have to show up.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Akiva. Yeah. Great work. I enjoyed this episode. Phil did a great job. Had a lot
of fun.
We had a fun
time.
Yes.
Can I say one more thing, actually, speaking of the mailbag?
Of course.
It's not applicable necessarily for, I mean, I guess it is applicable for next week. Should we start at getting audio submissions?
Sure.
Would that be more fun to listen to if people want it? I feel like if you send an audio submission, there's a much better chance that we'll read it. Because right now we're reading like one out of every like 15 things that get sent in. But
what's the best way for people to do that? The record the, you know, use the audio recorder on your phone and then send it in as an email attachment.
Oh, I don't know. You're the tech guy. Don't you have a phone number where people could send it up, but you don't want to clog it up with.
Sure. But then, but you don't have access to that. And then you're going to be listening to a lot of like Survivor voicemails during the week.
All right. There's no way to separate it, you're saying?
There is not a great way to separate, but we could start a new, let's start with the email. And then if it's catching on, we'll come up with like, we'll set up like a SpeakPipe account or
yeah. So if you want to send an audio email, we might read it, but yeah, it's possible. We'll
because
I also like the idea that neither of us have heard it because most of these ideas I've sort of read through.
So we'll do those on the fly.
Yeah, so if you send an audio idea, just say.
I mean, you could send a video
audio
idea too.
Idea.
Of course you can. We're not going
to
be
just to be clear. Next week we're going to do a podcast where the entire first half of the podcast is us deciding an idea to put on the wheel, and then the second half of the podcast is deciding lots more ideas to put on the wheel.
Well, maybe should we not have a mailbag, like just like a odds and ends, but we won't put things onto the
Okay, that's smart. That's smart.
It's our 25th episode, so no Mount Rennetmore next week. The whole
episode. No Mount Rennetmore.
In a way, Jessica did get her wish of, I can't believe it's just ideas.
I got Rennet, I think.
Yeah. You got the backdoor pilot for I can't believe
Sterling.
It's just ideas.
But listen, she promised that she'd get married one day on our podcast. So I can't really get it wrong.
and then we'll also just instead of the mailbag, we'll update, you know, who's going to be Captain America of the Avengers.
We'll have who's been added to the odds list and what
our ombuds person has to say about all of this.
Maybe
stuff.
Maybe a Mets season preview. We'll figure something.
Yeah. Esco Mets. Let's do it. 2019. It's what all the millennial fans are saying. Mm-hmm. They don't care about
Noah Syndergaard's smoke.
Yeah, Robinson Cano's OPS. He used to be.
Robinson Cano has a lot of.
He used to be OPS when he was on the Yankees, but now he's. Now
what's it called? What's the jewelry one called? Cano's big on that. Or so
he's bust down.
He's bust down. Noah's bust
down. Well, that, I heard that he doesn't bust down the line either, much
That's
like
true.
Manny Machado.
That's true.
But, you know, he
plays
a lot.
His contract also is like someone who has no cap.
Okay. All right. Keeve, what's going on the 32 Fans podcast these days? Are you guys going to be doing the deep dive investigation into any NFL scandals?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't spoken to Chester in a few days. I'm not sure where he is. He was, but I think we did movies the last 2 weeks. We ranked the top 99 movies of 2018. And it's all, I think it's bracket season for us coming up also. We're doing a lot of brackets on 32 Fans.
Okay.
So if you love brackets and me, you're in luck. And if you
I heard
me
you were
brackets,
doing a Patriots scandal bracket.
It's not a bad
two,
idea.
Four, could, six.
Oh, how about
two,
this?
Four,
worst
eight,
owner
16.
In the NFL bracket. That's a good idea. I'm going to suggest that to Chester. Worst NFL owner.
Okay.
You have no shortage.
Yeah.
You got to call them Mr. I read an article today that said in the Wall Street Journal, it said it's, it's weird that all the announcers just call the owners Mr.
Mister.
Like,
yeah.
Like
why
being
they
rich
right.
makes you important.
Yes. No, that's canceled. That's canceled.
Yes.
You know, give a Patriots scandal bracket some consideration.
I will think about it. I mean, there's so many. I don't know if we could cut it down to 16 or 32 or 64, 128 or 26. Well,
I mean, you have to go to like some pre-Belichick era scandals, like Bill Parcells leaving and stuff.
Right.
Like that.
Did they like pay him off to, did they pay Belichick off to leave? Like how, maybe we don't have the full story of Bill Belichick resigning as HC of the NYJ, as he wrote on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So lots of stuff to discuss. You could follow Akiva on Twitter. He is at Keeve26. I'm at Rob Sisterino. Should we read a review? Do you think we got any? PTM909. Wow, I think Rob and Akiva just might be the greatest podcasters in the history of the medium.
Yeah, that guy sounds smart.
Okay, there you go. All right, Keeve, great work once again. We will be back next week with our bracket. Hope everybody has a great week. Keep on dripping, everybody. Take care. Bye. Special thanks to our friends over at TrueCar for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. Every car comes with its share of stories, that ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date, that luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer long. While you can't put a price tag on your stories now with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell it or trade it in. Just go to TrueCar and simply enter your license plate number and watch your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof watches, they're going to bump up your value. High mileage, you already knew it was going to cost you, but now you can know how much it's going to ding your wallet so you can plan ahead. And once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or to trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. True cash offer not available in all areas.